Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In today's dose of Quran, we look at ayah number 216 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He says to us, He addresses the believers, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps there is something that you dislike. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a certain condition in your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you through a certain situation, a certain problem, a certain challenge. Asa an takrahu, you dislike it. You don't like it. Naturally, you don't like the experience. You don't like the situation. You don't like what you are experiencing at that moment and time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps you dislike it. Wa huwa khayru lakum, but it is good for you. There's good in it for you. That's why when a believer goes through any difficult moment and time in his or her life, you don't become depressed, you don't become agitated, you don't become frustrated, and you don't ever question the plan of Allah. Because you don't know what the outcome will be. So maybe it is good for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا. And sometimes you like something, you really love something, and you want it to happen. وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ, but it is bad for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully says at the end of this ayah, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows and you know not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you are going through and He knows what the outcome will be like. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He knows, which means, and He teaches us the importance of istikhara, the importance of seeking good counsel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before undertaking any decision and before embarking on any plan or any project. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.